Pittsburgh's air quality is much better than it used to be, but the city's air still isn't clean. For the Allegheny Front, WESA's Jacob Lazaro reports that after years of progress, there's been a slight increase in local air pollution.
John Zavacki has lived in Pittsburgh his whole life. The 86-year-old sits in the South Side's Market House Senior Center's cavernous main room. It's a hot July day, and an air conditioner hums in the background as he talks with a few friends. Compared to the past, he says today's air quality is fantastic.
Great improvement. I mean, you can look out and see whatever you're looking at. Before, with all the smoke and the stuff from the coke ovens, it was bad.
Although the city is a far cry from its industrial heyday, Pittsburgh still struggles with pollution.
Air quality in the Pittsburgh region was not good 249 days in 2016, and that's about two-thirds of the time.
That's Matthew Mihalik, executive director of the Breathe Project, an air quality advocacy group. He says Allegheny County's air quality can have negative health effects.
We are in the top 2% of counties nationwide for risk from cancer, from air toxics.
In addition, a recent study found that 22% of children attending Allegheny County schools located near sources of air pollution have asthma. That's more than double the national average. The Environmental Protection Agency tracks fine particle and ozone pollution across the United States to measure air quality. John Graham, a scientist with the nonprofit Clean Air Task Force, says local fine particle pollution can come from many sources, such as trucking.
When you're driving your car and you see a diesel truck in front of you and the truck is going uphill, you might see some black smoke coming out of the exhaust pipe.
Graham studies western Pennsylvania air quality and says heavy industry, such as U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works, is one of the biggest contributors. While Pittsburgh hasn't seen hazardous air days for a long time, it does see its fair share of moderate days and days that are unhealthy for sensitive groups. According to EPA data, last year the Pittsburgh area only had 105 days rated good for fine particle pollution. Moderate days were the majority by far, but 10 hit unhealthier ratings. That's in line with levels over the past decade. Graham says that going back to the year 2000, pollution across the United States has steadily declined, driven by shifts away from coal as well as stricter vehicle emissions regulations. But local fine particle pollution began to buck the national trend around 2014 with a small increase. Each subsequent year, the monitors record a rise in pollution.
There's some indication that there are local changes in emissions that may be responsible for the uptick.
Graham says year-to-year levels always have some variance due to local meteorology and weather patterns, but it's still visible in the data's three-year averages. The increase in particulates is quite small, only about a microgram, and it's mostly happening at the Liberty Monitor, which measures emissions from Clairton Coke Works about 15 miles south of the city.
I would guess that that's probably the most likely culprit.
U.S. Steel did not respond to repeated requests for comment, but the Allegheny County Health Department also faults the company. It recently fined U.S. Steel $1 million for violating pollution standards. Department Director Karen Hacker says the recent increase is very concerning.
We told them if they do not get their emissions in control, that we will tell them to shut down two of their batteries.
Batteries, or rows of coke ovens, are used to cook coal into coke for steel production. Jim Kelly, Deputy Director of Environmental Health, says the Liberty Monitor is currently failing the EPA's air quality standards, but that the focus on it is overblown. He says the negative impacts of the coke works are confined to a small area measured by the Liberty and North Braddock monitors.
You take those two monitors out of the equation, the rest of our monitors are, you know, well below the standard. And the Braddock monitor is below the standard as well, but it's higher than we would prefer.
Matthew Mihalik, with the Breathe Project, agrees that the Liberty monitor doesn't tell the whole story. But he says air pollution still affects the entire metro area. He cites 2016 data on the region's best performing monitor, North Park, about 30 miles north of the Liberty Monitor.
So our best monitor is still in the worst half of pollution, measured particulate matter pollution in the country.
Graham, the scientist, also says there's no such thing as a safe level of air pollution. That means days with only moderate or even good pollution levels still have the potential to cause negative health effects. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Jacob Lazaro.